Well, thank you, Si. And with the middle inning call today, as my baby bro said, the voice of Region 15C, Randy Rothstein.
Thank you very much, Kirby Hamish. And we head to the third inning. Justin Schrader, Logan Alchar, Dusty Adams facing Ethan Vogt. And the pitch to Schrader is a called strike, 0-1. 5-0, Richmond with the lead over New Munich here in the top of the third. Vogt ready again, the kick and the pitch. A little bit of an off speed there that Schrader swings over the top of, and 0-2. You know, the Royals got to consider themselves pretty lucky last inning, Kirby, to give up a hit. They committed two errors and still got out of it without getting up a run yet.
The, you know, box score searcher in you, you'd say, well, three guys got on.
Yeah.
With two, I mean, two of which were errors. You'd say
they had a score.
They must have scored maybe two runs.
The 1-2 pitch coming to Justin Schrader on the outside corner, and he gets caught looking for strike three.
Ethan, a little backdoor bender right there. Schrader letting that one go, thinking it was outside. Played umpire today. What do we got? Is that
Jameson
Barrett on the plate? Larry Midas, who we had on the plate last night, he's doing the pads.
And to the plate pitcher, Logan Alchar. Logan reached on an air by Ty Reller in his first at bat. Takes the fastball inside from Ethan Vogt, and 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Tanner Reeland cheating over at third in on the grass. And the pitch to Logan is low and away, and 2-0.
Justin Schrader's in the dugout saying, I thought that was a strike now.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's Alchar. He'll bloop this to left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Taking a long turn is Alchar. He's going to head for second as that ball scooted away from Hinnenkamp, the center fielder, Kirby. That ball just kind of hopped a little bit towards the left fielder, and so Logan gets himself a double.
And running hard, you know, he knows the ball's wet. He knows that he's got to pick it up in left center after that little bobble by the center fielder, Jacob Hinnenkamp. And Alchar making a decision right when he saw that bobble. You know what? Throw me out. Make him make a play on me. And he slides in safely and looks into his dugout right afterwards saying, let's keep going, guys.
Royals get their third double of the day. They lead the tournament with doubles. As Ethan Vogt kicks and delivers to Dusty Adams, and a swing and a miss by Dusty, strike one.
Dusty's longtime girlfriend, Kayla Stang, and Ethan's wife, Carrie Schrader, very, very good friends. So there's going to be plenty of winter ribbing after how this at-bat turns out.
Adams will foul it at the plate, and Dusty down in a hole at 0-2.
That's the beauty of our game, Randy, the relationships and then the wives and stuff, and you know that guy's wife, and it's fun. And then you get to talk about it all winter.
Yeah, exactly. Ethan Vogt ready again on the mound as he looks back to second. Logan gets a small lead, and the pitch is outside to Dusty Adams. The count, a ball and two strikes. You know, Region 15 C's going on today. There's lots of other regional baseball. We'll try to keep you updated as scores come in. Otherwise, listen to the Dick Poach Show tonight, 7 o'clock. Adams swings and misses. He's down on strikes and swung over the top of Ethan's pitch again on the inside corner. And Dusty liked the look of that pitch. It's just, that's a hard pitch to hit.
That it is. Just down and in with that that bender to a left-handed hitter coming from a righty. And just swoops in from the middle to in on your hands. There's not as much bat on the handle as there is in the middle of the barrel.
Brady Clare to the plate. Double and a run scored in one at bat so far for Friday night's starting pitcher. Ethan Vogt delivers to Brady Clare outside of ball, 1-0. Leadoff hitter Chase Alchar waits on deck.
Two-run double for Brady. Stole third, came across to score. It's a productive little trip for your nine-hitter.
It definitely was. Vogt ready on the mound. The kick, the pitch, and Clare will follow this to the backstop, and the count at a ball and a strike. Logan Alchar, the pitcher, out at second base. Of course, he's donning Scott Rigamer's old number, isn't he?
You got it.
Yeah.
Scotty saw him here today that was on the back of Scott Rigamer. Then he retired. Logan Alchar joined the team and said, I'll take that one. I'm sure Scotty had no problem with it.
Here's a ground ball foul by Brady Clare in the count at 1-2. Of course, 24 is very near and dear to my heart.
Was that your digit?
That was my digit.
There we go. So whoever wears it, that's where you
got stuck. I just remember those guys.
Scott Schlungen.
Yeah.
Nathan Neidfeld. Who else can I come up with?
Here comes Kirby with this.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
He's good at that, along with Joe Gill. You guys are numbers guys.
Nathan Terrace in his youth was 24. Now he's 7.
Here's Brady Clare following it back and out of play. Had you said Nathan Schlungen, I might have come unglued here. But
I said Scott Schlungen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, no. I don't need any PTSD from Nathan Swungen for you. Not yet.
One ball, two strikes to count to Brady Clare.
Brandon Worms from Greenwald, 24.
Got it. Clare, pop up down the left field line. Chasing it is shortstop Will Funk, and he'll make the catch, what I presume would have been a foul ball. He was standing right on the line, and that'll do it for the Royals in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 3.5. It's a Richmond 5, New Munich nothing more. Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your
dealer.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yes, Regency baseball kind of reminds me of the old days with the Twins, listening to John Gordon and Herb Carneal. So we take you back to Randy and Kirby. How you guys doing?
Hey, not bad. I got Gordo sitting next to me here. I must be Herb, the old guy, right?
All right.
Yeah.
John Gordon, fun fact, he was traded for actual players once upon a time. The Dodgers gave the Twins like three players for him, or the other way around. Twins traded some players to get a play-by-play guy in John Gordon. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jacob Hinnenkamp facing Logan Altschaire. Ground ball to third. Mason Primus in on the grass. High throw. Pulls Adams off the bag at first. And safe on the air is Hinnenkamp.
Primus with a big jump and kind of stomp on the ground. Not thrilled with himself right now. He's cuts Altschaire off there. It is the easier play for the third baseman going that direction.
It was two hop, big high hop.
Yeah. So the leader on and back to the top of the order now for Carter Beer.
Royals' third error of the game. Five runs, five hits, three errors for Richmond. The Silver Streaks have yet to score, and the leadoff man Carter Beer takes a ball from Logan Altschaire outside. Ball one.
Primus' second error. Logan Altschaire, the pitcher, on a double play ball with the third error for Richmond.
Logan's doing a good job getting a lot of ground ball outs, Kirby. Here's Beer, and he'll take a strike from Altschaire in the count, one ball, one strike.
If you don't know Chase and Logan, former Luxembourg Brewers, they're St. Cloud Tech graduates. Chase is like 16 grad, Logan an 18 grad, something like that, maybe 17 and 19.
1-1 the count to Carter Beer. Here's a ground ball to second. Kyle Buddy knocks it down with his body. And not going to get anybody as that took a big hop off of his chest. And that official score might rule that another error for the Royals.
I'm thinking so, as Kyle kind of letting the ball play him there instead of going up and catching it. He kind of waited for that awkward medium hop. You can either stay back on it and get a long hop or charge it and get a short hop. He elected to just stay put and take a medium hop. So two on two errors for New Munich, trailing by five in the middle of the order coming up here with Adam Stengler.
Adam Stengler, 0 for 1 today. Ground ball out, and the pitch to Adam is inside a ball, 1-0. Now you're wondering if Paul Sand, maybe we'll use Adam's good bat, maybe bunt those guys over to second and third, start picking away at that deficit.
You can't hit a five-run homer, so you got to score. You got to score before that.
Altschaire works from the stretch. Stengler shows bunt, puts it foul, and that goes right into the Ralph Drondel Memorial seats right there.
Who caught it?
Is that Dave Dahls?
Oh, no, Dave Dahls. Dahlsy with the catch.
I think he barehanded that.
Caught it for Ralphie.
Ball and a strike. And we mentioned Ralph Drondel, and those who knew Ralph always knew that he was probably at a game here in Cold Spring, and that's where he was sitting, right?
When I was growing up, I had Ralph's grandson, Casey, was my age, Kevin's son.
Yes.
And then so Ralph's son-in-law, Gary Distel, was the then head baseball coach, and he'd watch all of our summer league games, and he'd sit right by Ralph right there. So I always think of Gary and Ralph sitting right there. Bet.
Ground ball to Buddy at second. Kyle goes to second. They get the
middle runner.
Middle runner, yeah. That being Carter Beer, so he's forced out at second. Adam Stangler now the base runner at first, and Jacob Hinnenkamp goes to third. So again, like I said, Logan Alchar keeping the ball down, getting the ground balls, and now his infielders just got to come up with the plays. That'll bring Will Funk to the plate. Will trying to give his team maybe a crooked number on the scoreboard. Runners at first and third, and the pitch to Will, a strike on the outside corner.
Spot right there, Randy. What do you think of Buddy's business move there, going to second? That's a tough play with that spin. All of his energy is bringing him towards first. It would have been an easy flip over to Dusty at right. first base, but he spins and fires the chase right on the money.
Yeah, right on the money, and he gives the Royals a force out at second and a potential double play ball. Here's a pop-up on the right side. Buddy behind first base makes the catch, a tough angle. Hinnenkamp thought about tagging it, and Buddy throws a strike to home plate.
And threw it in quickly. We've seen that sack fly Friday night that Brady Lynn in right field for the Cold Spring Rockies kind of took his time and Brady Clare scored on. We've seen some other guys take advantage of some patty kicking going on. Buddy makes the catch and throws it to home plate as quick as possible and on a line to prevent Hinnenkamp from even thinking about coming across the score.
You bet. That catch was not an easy catch by any means. It's just about in foul ground when he made it. Here's Ty Reller at the plate. Pitch to Ty is outside of ball 1-0. Ty had a great game yesterday on the mound, also at the plate with three hits yesterday against Meyer Grove.
So good, he's got a ball cap for it.
Absolutely. The coveted chasm cap is now in Ty's collection. 1-0 the count to Reller. He'll foul this to the netting. And there's a double dose of baseballs right there on the net.
50 cents worth.
We'll see if Ryan Bell wants to scale the net like Spider-Man.
He's
right?
looking at it.
And the pitch is low and away in the count 2-1 to Ty Reller.
You see Ryan right there on the sports deck next to Wedge?
Sure, I
do. You see his son Rudy sitting in front of him with the twin jersey on? Do you see who's on the back of that? Your favorite twin, Byron Buxton.
Well, look at that. Unreal. Number 25.
Number 25. One higher than your favorite number.
That's right. 2-1 the count. A little check of Adam Stangler over at first by Logan Alchar. That's a good move. Logan just letting Adam know, I didn't forget about you. Reller, 1-for-1 today. Ty a base hit back in the second inning. He hits here in the third. Two outs. Ground ball back to Alchar on the mound. Logan, quick flip to Dusty Adams at first. He didn't even step and throw. That was like all in one motion. 1-3 in the putout, and the sober streak's done in the third. No runs, no hits, two errors, and two left on base. We played three here in Cold Spring, 5-0 Richmond over to Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
We're now at 12:24, coming up on 12:25. 72, our temperature here in Albany. As we take you back to Cold Spring, more exciting Regency baseball action. It's Kirby and Randy.
Thank you, Cy. Top of the fourth inning, and Chase Alchar gets the bat for the third time here in this ballgame. His Royals holding a 5-0 lead over New Munich, and the first pitch is a ball to Chase. Alchar rips it to right field, a solid base hit over Caden Sands' head, and Chase, a perfect day going 3-for-3.
Boy, must have got some sleep last night. Three barrels for the leadoff man. And as you had alluded to, Randy, he's you get your first hitter in the order to get three plate appearances and three plus innings, you'll take that.
Absolutely. That'll bring Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton 1-for-1 today, a run scored, a walk. Ethan Vogt on in relief of Jim Toole, who started the ball game, and Dalton balls it to the backstop 0-1.
Traditionally, those top of the order guys, the 1-2 hitters, go see some pitches, have a good long at bat. You think of the Chad Funks and the Craig Ehrlichmans over the years, but then you see Chase Elshire and Dalton Thielen. If it's in there, we're coming at you.
They're whacking. Yep. Ethan Vogt will work from the stretch, and his pitch is a swing and a miss by Dalton, strike two. For those of you tuning in, Richmond scored two in the first, three in the second. We had a rain delay in there of, what was it, 32 minutes?
I went 32 approximately.
32-minute rain delay. Thielen takes inside a ball, and here's a delayed steal by Chase Elshire. He rolls right into the throw from Joe Stangler, and Caden Hassan puts the tag on him, and Elshire cut down.
Tried to sneak in one by there on that delayed steal, but Stangler, Johnny on the spot, fires a strike down there, Sand covering up, and almost like a football tackle at second base.
Yeah, sliding right into the throw, and out at second, Dalton Thielen with a count of a ball and two strikes and a swing and a miss, and he's out on strikes.
Strikeouts for Ethan, and you get that leadoff man on, you get that nice solid single from Chase, and then he runs into an out, and you get a strikeout right after that, just kind of puts a pin in your inning.
Here's Trent Kirtgen. Trent so far today, 0-for-2, couple of ground ball outs. Actually, the last ground ball turned into a double play for New Munich. And Kirtgen will take outside a ball, 1-0 from Ethan Vogt.
Trent had a double on Friday night against the Rockies.
They kick the pitch. Pitch low, and 2-0 now to Kirtgen on deck. It's Mason Primus.
Saw Mary Heinen during the rain delay, Randy, and she said, I can't help but think of when I see these Cold Spring guys doing the field work before their game of you guys in 2019, Richmond and Regents, having to do field work and then play right after that.
Trent Kirtgen's going to take the next pitch from Ethan Vogt in his left shoulder, and on to first he goes after being hit by a pitch. No getting out of the way of that one.
Tyreller rubbing the old two or the shoulder there. We used to have a saying here, don't rub it.
Yeah.
Bill Style, Recording Hall of Famer, would say that. So what's Ty do? He just goes and rubs it right away.
Ty
for
said,
him.
I'll rub it for you. Yeah. Here comes Mason Primus to the plate. Mason has had two plate appearances today. They both ended in walks. And the first pitch from Ethan Vogt inside to Mason in the count at 1-0. Ball and no strikes.
You need something moved. I'm picking Vogt and Primus to help you out. Look at these two guys. A lot of man on the mound and in the box.
Pitch to Mason. He'll pop this one up foul and out of play. That'll go over the sports deck and into the parking lot. There was a thunk and another job for Lewis Autobody and Glass and beautiful downtown Farming. Just got to wait for that. There's a little bit of a delay as that ball descends.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Kirtgen is lead at first. Ethan Vogt has the sign and a throw to first, and back safely is Trent Kirtgen.
You hit him with the pitch and then making him dive in that wet egg lime out there, too, on the pickoff. Ethan won't be getting a Christmas card from the Kirtgens.
Here comes 1-1 to Primus, and on the outside corner, strike two called.
Good spot right there by Vogt, painting that outside corner. Stangler setting up right there.
Now, we're getting a good breeze, Kirby, coming into our press box here, but I look at the flag in center field, and it's just
not
it must
moving.
Be the angle where that flag is tucked in center field as Primus will take high for a ball in 2-2.
Yeah, you got to fumble through the papers every now and then,
yeah.
But you'd look out at center and you assume you'd be seeing something coming across. Just sitting still there.
It is sitting still. Two balls, two strikes. Kirtgen again is lead at first. Royals with six hits on the day. And the pitch, breaking ball that hits Mason Primus. And so his plate appearance, record holds steady today, like no plate appearances.
On base machine.
On base.
But not helping the batting average.
back-to-back hit batters, and Cole Schmitz grabs a bat and makes his way to the plate. Cole 0 for 1, had a sacrifice fly in the first inning.
Got Dalton Thielen to come across the score. That second Richmond run in the first.
And with runners at first and second, the pitch to Schmitz. He'll drive it to left field, and that might fall in front of the left fielder. It does, as Carter Beer dives and can't come up with it, scoring Gertken. And it's now 6-0 Richmond.
I like the effort right there by Beer. You got that ball's not going anywhere on a wet day. As give it a shot, two outs, Gertken going the whole way. He comes across to score that sixth Richmond run, as busting the whole way right off contact. And Cole with his second RBI of the day, give him a 1-for-2 with two stakes.
So the Royals with a couple hits here in the fourth inning, two-hit batters. They played it another run, and Justin Schrader would like to get himself a hit here in this region tournament. Pitches high for a ball to Justin, 1-0.
Yeah, that big bat, a little quiet thus far this weekend.
1-0 the count. Vogt kicks and delivers, and Schrader swings over the top of that pitch, and the count, a ball and a strike. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemmish with you. Cy Funenstein producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany on a Sunday afternoon. Vogt looks back to second and comes home. Schrader swings and misses again, and 1-2. The quick throw by Joe Stengler back to second, and Mason Primus sliding back in.
Jason Hemmish texting me, Randy Rothstein, saying, didn't New Munich score a run in the second inning? And Jason, that would be news to me. Logan Elshire got out of that kind of sloppy second for Richmond. 6-0 our score.
One ball, two strikes. Schrader will take low. And 2-2. Now, Justin, good eye there, because he swung it. Two pitches almost identical to that for his strikes here in this at-bat. So laying off that breaking ball that just dives in on a left-handed
tight,
hitter.
Yeah, tight breaker on there.
The 2-2. Schrader fouls it at the plate. The count stays at 2-2.
Big spot of the game right here as Richmond up 6. Gap shot, could really open things up. Start pushing the league a little too far out of contention. Vogt's got to keep it right here.
Runners there leads. Primus at second, Schmitz at first. The 2-2 offering. And Schrader battles at the plate, fouling it off again. The count staying 2-2. I would bet, Kirby, that Ethan Vogt has thrown 4 or 5 of those pitches to Justin Schrader. Probably could have hit a can of corn there, right? I mean, they were that close.
Same spot.
And Schrader again. This time tapping one down the first baseline, just foul. Ty Reller in foul ground fields it. And the count stays 2-2.
Yeah, so he goes hook, 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 hook. And as you had mentioned, he could have hit a postage stamp basically in the location.
Yeah.
And then he comes in with a fastball that Justin kind of chunks up the first baseline foul. So
I made the reference yesterday. You don't want to be on the dunk tank with Ethan Vogt, right?
Exactly. Unless you got your water wings on.
That's right. Two balls, two strikes. Runners a lead from second and first, and the pitch to Schrader. This one grounded to Reller at first, and he bobbles it. Here's the race to the bag, and Caden Sand tries to come up with that loose ball, can't, and an error on Reller loads him up for the Royals.
That's our sixth error here, and we're only in the top of the fourth inning. 4 for Richmond, 2 for New Munich. As tough hop, Reller kind of going all in on that one. If he maybe stayed back on it, would have had an easier play. I like the hustle by Caden Sand, potentially picking that up and almost winning that race to the base.
He almost did, you bet. That'll bring Logan Elshire to the plate. Logan, 1-for-2, has been on base twice. He had a double in his last at-bat against Ethan Vogt. Actually, has paced Ethan all on both at-bats today. Reached on an error by Reller back in the second and scored. Can help his cause here with the bases loaded and run in for Richmond in the fourth. Elshire rips it up the middle. That's going to score 1 for sure. It's Cole Schmitz rounding third. He'll plate the second run here, and Logan Elshire just making his bid for the cap too with his second hit, couple RBIs, and the Royals lead 8-0.
Big old grin on his face as he goes back to give a big nucks to Dylan Jude at first base, 2 RBI single to make it an 8-run Richmond lead. 2 RBIs as Schmitz comes across to score. Schrader stops at second base.
I'll I'll coin the phrase of one Brad Skoglund, two out runs win ball games, as Dusty Adams laces this down the right field line. Just foul by maybe a foot. Adam Stengler says, yeah, it was foul.
That's good. He's got his arm out. That's foul ball. Dusty's running back. He says to Steve Hennin, you sure? Schrader was all the way coming to home. Elshire was close to third, so it's that awkward. Everyone's kind of got to walk and meet at the mound to go back to where they belong. As Dusty, Ethan got Dusty swinging that first time, and he was ready on 0-0 for that one. Walks will hunt. Is that where you're going at?
Yeah, walks will hunt. No, actually, two out runs win ball games.
Oh, Skoogs, yeah.
Yeah, Skoogland, his phrase that I'm sure he picked up when he played in the minor leagues, and it is so true. You can score with two outs, and that's what Richmond's done here in the fourth, Kirby. There were two outs, couple hit batters, and you look at how things have just kind of like blossomed here for the Royals.
Yeah, hit by pitch, RBI single, air, two RBI single.
Adams ground ball to first. Reller gobbles it up, the flip to Vogt, and that will do it for the Royals here in the fourth inning, but not before they do some more damage, scoring three runs here in the fourth on three hits. There was one error and two men left on base. So we played 3.5, Richmond 8, New Munich nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrave, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We're now at 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Currently 72 now our temperature, on our way to about 80 degrees is what the weatherman says. We'll see if we make it there. And there's still that slight chance for scattered thunderstorm in the forecast. As we take you back to Cold Spring, more exciting baseball action, it's Randy and Kirby.
Thank you very much, Cy. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Logan Funk will lead it off for New Munich. Logan Altshire with some run support here.
Yeah, that was a nice little, helping himself as well. What is going on here? Am I missing something?
What is that?
Those pitches were balls?
2-0 the count to Logan. And that inside, ball three.
To Logan from Logan.
Yeah, to Logan from Logan. So three balls, no strikes the count. Home plate umpire Jameson Barrett. The 3-0 pitch from Altshire. That's high, ball four. And a walk to lead off the fourth to Logan Funk. For Logan Altshire today, that is his first walk. That'll bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe so far today, 0 for 1, reached on a fielder's choice back in the second inning.
Leadoff man reaching three innings in a row now against Altshire.
And the first pitch, ball low, 1-0. Well, that was a nice pitch again. 1-0 the count. Funk is lead at first. Altshire's pitch. Stengler fly ball right field. There. And backpedaling now a little bit as Brady Clare to make the catch for the out. That ball hit to right field is just an experience for me because it just takes off.
Well, and Brady's been watching, Randy. Yeah. So, and you kind of saw his route that he didn't want to, he thought he maybe should come in, but he didn't really want to because he just assumed it was going to keep coming back towards him.
I bring Caden Sand to the plate, and there's a strike call to Caden, 0-1. And you'll hear Kirby and I maybe say a drive, and all of a sudden it's a pop-up to the infield, but a ball like that, like it just took off. It's a ground ball to Joe Hoppe in that first base coach box, and the count 0-2 to Caden. Caden going to be a senior this fall at Albany High School. He'll be playing football, too, for the Huskies. He's in the box in the pitch from Altshire. That's swing and a miss, a foul tip by Sand, and the count stays 0-2.
I think strike three, yeah. Swing and a miss. Cole just didn't catch it. Yep.
All right.
Must have been moving. Spun right through that big old catcher's mitt.
So, two outs. And that'll bring Tanner Reeland to the plate.
First strikeout for Elshire.
No, actually, it'll bring... it is Tanner.
Yep, Tanner Reeland.
Tanner to the plate. Tanner was DH for yesterday. See, I'm starting to get this, like, second-guessing me because we cover these games, I mean, these teams so many times.
Well, and he just saw him yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
We just saw him. Foul ball by Tanner and 0-1. There's a strike called and 0-2, not a Reeland.
And it's a little... I don't know if you'd call it a broadcasting trick or something, Randy. You just kind of keep that lineup set in your head so you don't have to look at your score sheet. You know if a fly ball's hit the right field, you know it's Claire out there. But then if they put a new right fielder, it's like, oh, shoot, who's playing right?
0-2 the count to Reeland. He'll foul it to the backstop, and the count stays 0-2. Logan Punk, the base runner, at first with two outs.
Reeland bounced out to Chase Elshire to end the second inning.
I'm sure there has been a few brewskis tipped in Luxembourg as they celebrated their trip to the state tournament last night.
You wouldn't think the Brewers were brewing, were they?
Well, possibly, but congratulations to them. Here's Reeland protecting the plate, a foul to the backstop, and the count 0-2. They defeated the St. Martin Martins last night 5-4. They get a walk-off single in the ninth.
Two walk-offs yesterday. We had that 6-3 ball game between that was between Lux and Farming. Some good offense for the New Munich Meyer Grove game. It was a fun day yesterday.
Yes, it was. Pitch inside and bobbled by Cole Schmitz. There goes Logan Funk to second.
Got a hole in that thing?
So the pass ball allowing Funk to take second. And Reeland back in the box. Now the count 1-2. Funk at second with two outs. Logan Altshire looking back to the runner. And the pitch is high and away in the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kirby, have you scoped it out? How many miles to Chaska, Hamburg, or Waconia?
Well, I mean, you should have a pretty good idea about Chaska and Hamburg from the Lake Henry run.
I've been there. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Schmitz in the count 2-2. I know time-wise, it takes about an hour and 20 minutes or so to get to Chaska.
I'll take that over last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year down to Milroy was a haul, or Springfield was a haul.
Shakopee on the other side of the cities for me for those Class B games.
Here's Reeland. He'll follow that over our heads. The count at 3-2 yet to Tanner. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and one on. 8-0 Richmond lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Logan Altshire delivers, and Rillen takes outside. Ball
good
four.
At bat. Nice at-bat right there. Fouled off some tough pitches. Ends up coaxing a walk, second walk of the afternoon, end of the inning. Chaska, it is an hour 39. Make your way just east of Hutchinson, and then get on 212 and cut over.
That'll bring number 9 hitter Jacob Hinnenkam to the plate for the Silver Streaks. Altshire's pitch is outside a ball, 1-0.
Knowing your phobia for Twin Cities Metro driving, I didn't even give you the alternate route.
No, I love back roads. I'm going to go through Glencoe, get on 212, and I'll get to those three parks that way. 1-0, Hinnenkam check swing. Ground ball to Kyle Buddy at second. Kyle up with it over to first, and that'll end the Silver Streaks fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We have played four here in Cold Spring, 8-0. Richmond over New Munich. We're back in a minute on KASN.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Indick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Indick at 320-420-1295.
15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to Cold Spring, more exciting Regency baseball action coverage. It is Randy and Kirby.
All right, Cy, we go to the top of the fifth inning. Brady Clare will lead it off for Richmond. Chase Altsire and Dalton Thielen to follow him. The Royals holding on to an 8-0 lead here in the fifth. And pitch to Brady Clare inside a ball, 1-0. Ethan Boat. Ethan came on in the second inning in relief of Jim Tool. And since coming on in relief, Ethan has given up
three.
Yes, he has three runs in the fourth inning. There's a strike call to Brady Clare.
Yeah, he got that double play. And then the rain. This is where the rain was right here between Primus and Gertken.
Here's Clare, ground ball to short. And Will Funk misjudged that ground ball. He was breaking to third base and anticipating Clare hitting it up to that opposite side. And Brady took it more up the middle, so Will had to redirect himself, and they're going to give Brady a hit.
I don't know that if Will misjudged that Brady didn't think Brady was going to hit it that hard, or if he thought he had more time to kind of get around the ball or what. But like you said, he took interesting route.
Yeah, he went to the third baseman first. You know, shortstop, they can almost read where it's coming off the bat of a hitter.
Yeah, they get to see what pitch is coming. They get to kind of see where the catcher is setting up. They have a pretty good idea of where the ball is going to end up.
Chase Altshire, 3-for-3 on the day at the plate. And the first pitch from Ethan, a ball. There's ball two inside. And Chase in a good position now as a hitter. You like that 2-0 count?
Single and a run scored. Double and a run scored, excuse me, in the first. RBI single in the second. RBI or a single in the fourth. 3-for-3, as Randy said.
Pitch two, Altshire on the outside corner, and two balls and a strike now to Chase. So three hits, three RBIs.
Just the one RBI.
Or one RBI, excuse me. One run scored. Altshire drives this to right field. Nobody's going to get this one. It's over Stangler's head into the IV. It bounces out. Stangler grabs it. Here comes Brady Clare to score. Caden Sands throw home, cut out by Reller. And it's now 9-0 Royals as Altshire with his fourth hit of the day. Four hits in five innings, two doubles, two singles. Have a day, Chase Altshire.
Two RBIs. I don't know if he heard me correct you saying he only had the one RBI, and then that he said, well, I got to get going on the RBI race as we see the umpires. The ball stopped in the ivy for a moment, and Stangler put his hands up, but it popped out. So then if it's out and your hands are up, you're screwed there.
You're
so you better go get that. You better go get that ball. And he picked it up and threw it in. And I believe that's what Steve Hennen and Larry Midas were talking about right there. So
Art Jamison Barrett.
Jamison Barrett, excuse me. Yeah. So have a day, as you said, Chase Elshire. Good start on the leadoff spot.
Dalton Thielen drives this to a left center field. Carter Beer fading back a little bit. He'll make the catch in the gap for the first out here in the fifth.
Dalton jumping on that first pitch once again, just getting under it.
Yeah, anything hit to left field, Kirby, just from that direction of the wind, it's going to hang.
So it has some legs behind it to right and almost like running into a wall in left.
It is,
just
yeah.
Like pushing it up, almost like a you know, those signs, those wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube mans. It just kind of just stays up there.
Trent Gertken trying to take it the opposite way. Caden Sand back on the grass now. Adam Stangler calling off Caden as Trent Gertken, the pop-up to shallow right field. He's out on one pitch.
Back-to-back outs on lazy fly balls for Vogt. He gave up the three last inning in the fourth. I think there was an error that inning, wasn't there?
In the fourth, yeah, there was an error.
Justin
Schrader's at bat.
Really had that error, but another run this inning.
9-0 Richmond. Here's Mason Primus. Mason's walked twice, been hit by a pitch, and the first pitch from Ethan Vogt is low and in the mitt of Joe Stengel as he scoops it out of the dirt, and the count 1-0 to Mason. Chase Altshire at second. There's a breaking ball from Ethan Vogt, and the count at a ball and a strike.
Primus, interesting day. Walk, hit by pitch. I'd figure if the pitch was coming into the zone, Mason was going to throw his hands at it as hard as he could.
The Vogt pitch, and a swing and a miss. Mason says, I want to swing at one of these, and he misses it, and a ball and two strikes. Cole Schmidt's on deck. Top of the fifth inning. 9-0 Richmond. Ethan Vogt has the sign from Joe Stengel, and the right-hander's curveball. Primus will follow this one back and out of play. The count at 1-2 yet.
Mason, a tough out in there. He had a big Friday night for Richmond with the two doubles. Ended up getting the save in that game.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch and Primus a check swing, and they're going to call him out on the check swing. Stengel puts the tag, and that will end the Royals' fifth inning. One run and two hits, no errors and one left on. 4.5 innings, Richmond 9, New Munich nothing more. Region 15 seed baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
On your Sunday drive or your quick trip to town, you may have noticed a new color of TMR mixer in the lot at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center. Well, that yellow one is the Vermeer brand. Vermeer had purchased Schuler Manufacturing almost 2 years ago, and they have just recently made the transition of color to yellow. Vermeer offers the same high quality equipment and will still be manufactured in Iowa. Stop in or give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 for more information.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Ecker Feed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. Hey guys, I checked the rain gauge and nothing since 9 o'clock this morning here in the studios in Albany. We picked up a quarter inch there that hour before 9 o'clock, so total of 52.100 so far here at station in Albany.
Well, Cy, I tell you what, 52.100 will put a lot more little kernels on those ears of corn and maybe add another pod to the soybeans out there who survive the heat of June and July, and I'm sure the farmers are saying, bring it on yet. We could use it the next couple weeks and maybe a third cutting of alfalfa. As Carter Beer in the batter's box for the New Munich Silver Streaks leading off the fifth inning. The count 0-1 to Carter as Logan Altshire delivers low, and the count 1-1. Beer, Adam Stengel, Will Funk batting in the fifth for New Munich. Altshire's pitch, a swing and a miss by Carter, strike two.
And it might keep you from forgetting that you were watering one of the plants out front at the shop.
Oh, I know. That at least they can survive. Here's Bear, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. Logan Altshire just throwing strikes, and that's what you want your pitcher to do, Kirby. You're up 9-0 right now, and I'm sure Blaine Ottman's saying, just go out and throw strikes, let your defense play, right?
Well, you got nobody on. You know, you got the 9-run lead. Attack. Why not? You know, if the guy hits a double, then maybe try to get a little nastier. But at this juncture, go right at him.
Adam Stengel takes the first pitch high from Logan, and 1-0 Stengel so far today. 0-2. 0-2.
Aside from the first, New Munich's had guys on in every inning, Randy, but Elshire's slammed the door.
Here's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. And the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball outside, and the count 2-1.
Stengler today bounced out to third, reached on a fielder's choice in the third, 0-for-2 thus far on the day, just one hit for New Munich.
Stengler ground ball hits slowly to Adams at first, flipping to Altshire, and the conversion of three Richmond Royals and Adam Stengler, four within probably a circle of about 6 or 7 feet.
It's a full phone booth at first base right there. Exactly. Buddy's over there. Altshire is over there. Adams is over there. Adam Stangler's over there.
3-1 on the putout. They get him by a step and up to the plate, Will Funk. Will 0-for-2 today. Pop up to the catcher and pop up to the second baseman. This time he rips it fair down the third base line. It goes off of the bag and rolls into left field, retrieved there by Chase Altshire, and a two-out single for Will Funk.
Yeah, Primus diving behind the bag, never got to him. Flipped off the bag and kind of flopped right over into short left field. So second hit of the afternoon for the Silver Streaks as Funk is aboard with two down. The other hit belonging to this man, punched one to right in his first at-bat back in the second inning, Ty Reller.
Ty Reller, that base hit in the second. Funk takes his lead at first, and the pitch from Logan Altshire. Strike on the outside corner in 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. 9 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Richmond. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for New Munich.
Going through tweets last night, I'd say the coveted chasm cap smile of the day, my money goes to Ty Reller. I think he had the most teeth showing on your photos.
He was definitely elated. Yep, absolutely. One ball, one strike, and the pitch is inside. 2-1 the count.
Close second to Sam Eight.
Yeah. Sam said his already was at home, secured at home. Here's a shot by Reller down the third baseline. Diving is Mason Primus. He can't come up with it. And the Silver Streaks with a back-to-back hits here with two outs.
Two-hit day for Reller. He's had a nice tournament. He's probably...
three hits yesterday.
Five on the tournament. Maybe a turning leader, him and Chase Altshire right now.
Bring Logan Funk, the DH, to the plate. Logan 0-for-1 today. Logan Altshire looks down to second base, and Logan Funk drills it to the left field, a base hit. That'll score Will Funk, and it's now 9-1 as the Silver Streaks put three singles together.
Yeah, coming across is Funk. Easy jog home right there with two outs as Reller stops at second. It's the RBI knock for Logan Funk as Altshire was in cruise control, allowed just the one hit. Now single, single, single. And Joe Stengler to the plate as the Silver Streaks join the scoreboard.
They never say die. I mean, this is a state qualifier game. They want it to look respectable, so the hitters are getting up at the plate right now. And
you got 13 outs left, Randy.
Got it. Delivering a message. We're not laying down and rolling over. Here's the pitch to Joe Stengler, a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1 to Joe.
Was it the fifth or the sixth yesterday where New Munich woke up?
It was the fifth.
Fifth inning. There we go. They scored 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the fifth yesterday, 1 in the sixth, 4 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. So... I don't know if Paul Sand needs later batting practice or what for New Munich. Try to get these boys come a little earlier.
1-1 the count to Joe Stengler. Runners their leads from first and second. Joe gives it a ride to right field. There, though, to make the catch is Brady Clare, and that'll do it for the Streaks here in the fifth. No run, or 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We played 5-9-1, Richmond leading New Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.